Live 107.6.
Hello, podcasters. Happy New Year.
And we can say that now. We established on the show today whether it's okay to say that on New Year's Eve, but it is.
It is. And today's podcast is a bit different to our normal weekly podcast. We're doing the best of the year.
Yeah, so we did a terrible show today, so we thought, let's not share any of it with you.
Absolutely abysmal. What was the point? Why did we show up? Why are we here? So in today's podcast, you're going to see some weird, wonderful, fun, funny stuff that we've done throughout the year. I can't believe that Aldi shop was this year.
Yeah.
So before COVID, when we were allowed to do things
in a different world,
like queue and talk to people in queues, we sent Tams in, RIP for the show. Not RIP generally. She's alive.
She is alive.
But
well,
she's not on the show anymore. We sent her to Aldi to be the first person to buy something.
We did.
And she was.
Which is a very happy memory.
It's a very happy memory. It's a memory of times when things were actually normal, not this new normal that we hate so much, which isn't normal.
There's so much other great stuff in there as well. There's quizzes, there's a Tom Jones quiz, there's Bush Tucker.
Tom Jones quiz is one of the best intros to a quiz ever. We've got lots of chat about you driving.
Yeah, lots of things at my expense, generally.
Just general theme of the show.
Me not being able to pronounce things properly.
Oh, who Hadid?
Well, let's not give that away.
Let's not give it away, but Gigi Hadid, you wouldn't have thought it would be a name that you'd mispronounce. But
no, you wouldn't, would you?
But it was.
Apparently.
And it's coming up in the podcast. Enjoy. Have a good new year. We're not going to do another one of these for about a month, so I'm taking a little bit of time off. But when we do, it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Hope you had a nice Christmas. Happy New Year, and we'll see you at the start of February.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Here's this week's big quiz. Now then, Sir Tom Jones, he of the swinging hips and the very loud voice, is turning 80 years young this weekend.
Right on brand.
Absolutely. This man is one of my absolute musical icons and my karaoke singer of choice. So, he's been the inspiration for this week's quiz, which has got a special name, so I've got to do this properly, so just give me a second here. It's a Tom quiz. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's a Jones quiz. So it's a quiz about people called Tom and people called Jones. Basically general knowledge just around those two specific things. So I reckon you'll be fine.
I really enjoyed that.
Good, thank you very much.
All right, let's get cracking.
So, five questions about Toms and Joneses. You can play along at home. As always, there's 5 points up for grabs. All you need is your brain. So let's get going. Number one, which Tom has received Oscar nominations for Born on the 4th of July, Magnolia, and Jerry Maguire?
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Correct.
Bingo.
Very good indeed. Number two, David Jones was a legendary musician who died in 2016 and was better known by what name?
David Jones. Prince?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It's incorrect. It was David Bowie.
Of course it was. Damn.
Okay, number three, Thomas the Tank Engine was a TV show famously narrated by which member of the Beatles?
Peace and love. Peace and love. It's me. It's Ringo Starr.
I'm going to give you an extra half a point for the impression of Ringo Starr there, actually. Very good indeed, that was. I enjoyed that. Okay, number four. Tom Daley became the second youngest what in 2008?
Olympic medalist?
It was British Olympian, but I'm going to give you that.
No, I can't have that.
All right, fine, I won't give you that. That's, I'm being too generous there. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, you are doing very well this season, really, at that point. Finally, number five, Tommy. Now, there's a Tom and a Jones in this, which I quite enjoy. Tommy Lee Jones starred opposite Will Smith in how many Men in Black movies?
Oh, how many Men in Black movies are there? That's the problem. Three.
That is absolutely correct. Yes. Nice work. That's 3.5 out of 5 today. Good work. Would you like to hear the name of the quiz again?
Yeah, I would. I want to try and join in.
Okay. Are you ready? Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. It's a Tom quiz. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's a Jones quiz. There you go. Happy birthday, Sir Tom Jones.
It's the highlight of my Friday.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
I had a great day the other day. So I got a cheeky, but I think accidental discount.
That's the best kind.
I know. I'm not going to tell you where it is in case they hunt me down for the rest of the money.
Yeah, I better be on the safe side.
But I'm fairly sure I did everything right. So I was going through the self-service at a supermarket.
Which is never a good situation to be in. Just to start with that. I mean, I don't want to start ranting about that. But
I like self-service. You don't have to have that awkward conversation. You're having a good day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, hard times, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, stay safe.
And it's easier at the moment.
Exactly. So, I go through the self-service. Anyway, I get a butternut squash.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it doesn't have a barcode label.
Yeah.
So I have to go through the fruit and veg button bit. So yeah. I press the buttons, fruit and veg, butternut squash, put it on the scanner. Or the scale, isn't it? How much do you think it cost?
For a butternut squash? Now, I don't buy them very often, but I'm going to say... Was it,
they're quite heavy, remember?
Yeah, they are. Was it, £1.16?
Not even close. It cost me... 1p.
What? Like you say, I think there may have been some mistake there.
Exactly. Well, I'm not complaining, because I've done all the right things.
Yeah. What can you do? Sometimes the right thing isn't in there, or you can't find the right barcode or whatever. They're entrusting you with it by putting it on the self-service checkout, so...
Yeah. 1p for a butternut squash. I skipped home.
That is good going.
I mean, the rest of the shop was expensive, but that 1p... Oh.
What did you make with it, just out of curiosity?
We're doing loads of stuff, because we're on, like, a carb cut at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
We're using it. We're having, like, fish with roasted butternut squash.
Very nice. Beautiful. So it's like the new potato for you, basically.
It is the new potato. It's sort of like sweet potato mixed with potato. Mm. It's really... I love it. And pumpkin, all in one.
Yeah.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
So we got a text from Ben here in St Albans. And I can sympathise with this, but not in the way that you might expect. Says a waiter spilled a tray of drinks over him and his family. And he got a completely free meal out of it. Free steaks.
Free steaks.
Yeah.
If they weren't going for a meal in the first place, that's a nightmare.
Exactly.
But also... You'd want to go home and get changed.
You would, wouldn't you? You'd want not only the free meal, you'd want to get out of there as quickly as possible. But this is quite... This speaks to me, not because I've experienced that, but because I've been that waiter.
Of course you have. You told me about you being a waiter. It didn't last long, did it?
No, it lasted 2 weeks.
And so you managed to spill a whole tray of drinks on the floor.
Yeah.
And on people.
On people, yeah, on multiple occasions. So I can only sympathise, Ben, and I think you deserved that free steak.
Did you do the thing where, because one's starting to fall off the tray, you've tried to catch it with the rest of the tray?
Yep, you're trying to balance it. Oh,
terrible,
man, it's the worst.
Because you're better off letting one go than the whole tray.
Yeah, exactly.
Rule number one.
You live and learn.
Vibe 107.6.
Hannah and Garson has texted us. 80818, start your text with Vibe if you ever want to get in touch with
Morning,
the show.
Morning, Hannah. Thanks for listening.
And just saying, when we played Elvis before for our On This Day, what day is it? She said he didn't sound like Elvis.
Really? Born through a party in the county jail.
The prison band was there, labeled... I sort of see her point. Because you forget that young Elvis just had a normal voice. Old Elvis is when he went, oh, yeah, Elvis.
Yeah. So actually, he's quite high-pitched here, isn't
Thank
it?
You very much. Yeah, he's got just a normal singing voice. Just a rock and roller.
Yeah.
So, what I was thinking we could do, Al, I've got the lyrics of Jailhouse Rock here.
Okay, right.
Can we be more Elvis than Elvis?
I think we probably can,
I think
yes.
we can. Right, so there's the lyrics. It starts with the worn through pie. This is the start of the song. So
okay.
Just go. I'll see if you go first and I'll go after you.
All right.
I'll play it quietly so that the lyrics... Can you do a more Elvis than Elvis? You ready?
I think I can.
Through a party in the county jail. The prison man was there, they began to wail. The band was there, they to swing. Should have heard him knocked out, down by single left rock. Everybody looked a rock.
How am I doing so far?
Okay, line by line.
Everybody in the whole cell block.
Who was more Elvis?
I would say me.
I'd say you as well. Mm. I think you've just out-Elvised Elvis.
I've done it.
Should I have a go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think I can out-Elvis Elvis?
I don't think you can out-Elvis me, but I think you can out-Elvis Elvis.
Oh, we'll see, shall we?
Was there a party in the county jail? The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and they joined the swing. You should have heard the knockdown jailbirds sing. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in the whole cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock.
Wow.
Right.
I mean, you had the pitch there, and at the beginning I didn't quite believe it, but then you really went for it at the end.
I bought it home.
You started quivering.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
I've had an idea.
Hi.
Got a mission for you today.
Oh,
I see where this is going.
So, Tamsin, you got the car, right?
I do.
Maybe.
Aldi opens at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Slap bang in the middle of our show.
Okay.
I would like you to be the first person in Watford to purchase something from Aldi. So you have to get down there, queue up with everybody else. I don't care if you're the first one through the door. Nah, who cares about that?
Yeah, you ain't going to be the first one through. You'd have needed to be there 3 hours ago.
You have to be the first one through the checkout.
Right, that's easy. I'll walk through the door and lob a piece of gum.
Anything. I don't care what you buy. Come back and we will reveal to Southwest Hearts what the first ever item purchased at Watford Aldi
is. This is so exciting.
So, what we need to do is get you on your way. So, Tamsin, good luck. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Go. Go to Aldi. Race to Aldi. This is great. Go. Bye. See
Laters.
You. Go.
Have
go.
A good time.
Go. Get out of here.
Leave the studio.
Come in, Tamsin. Are you there?
Hello. I am outside Aldi. Let me tell you, it is an experience being that you guys are missing out. There are people queuing with their trolleys at the ready, staff through the door, having their team photos. It is a big day.
This is so good. This is exactly what I was hoping for.
Wonderful. Have you managed to chat to anybody? The crazies that are waiting around?
I have. I've got a couple of ladies with me at the moment. Guys, how long have you been queuing here for today?
An hour. We're very excited.
An hour? Wow. Excited
for Aldi's opening.
We've sent Tamsin out to become the first person to buy an item from Aldi.
She's done it.
The new Aldi in Century Park in Watford. Let's check in with her now.
So exciting.
Hello?
Tamsin, mission...
We have success.
Well done. Oh, you're the first person through the tills.
I am.
Okay, great.
Incredible work.
Thank you. Round of applause.
Right, it's not done there.
Why?
Because you've got to get here by the end of the show, because I don't want you to tell us what you've bought just yet, so that we can keep people listening. Keep people listening.
This is what people really want to know.
So get back here as soon as you can, so that we can find out what the first ever item bought at Aldi in Watford is. Are you ready? Do you accept your challenge?
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll see.
I am running to my car right now.
We'll see you shortly. Don't pull a muscle.
Vibe 107.6.
How many times did you fail your driving test again?
It was 4.
Do you remember why you failed each one?
The first time this was quite a long time ago, actually, and I was driving too close to the person in front of me, I think.
Right, okay. Tailgating.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to intimidate somebody. And then there was one where it was classic. I was doing a hill start and I didn't look at my blind spot before pulling out again and starting up the road. That was about a minute and a half after the start of the test.
Oh.
And I said to him, I've obviously failed, can we go back? And he said, no, we have to finish the test.
Yeah.
So then you have like half an hour of awkwardness. There was another one where I drove briefly on the wrong side of the road.
Were you in France? Like, what were you doing?
It was one of those roads. Oh. It was like a 20-mile-an-hour residential street, right?
Yeah, but there's still sides of
the
road.
No, I know. But it's that thing where there's loads of parked cars.
Yeah.
So you spend most of the time driving on the wrong side of the road.
And you forgot.
And then when the cars stopped, I forgot to move over the other side.
Glad they failed you.
And finally, there was a time where I pulled up behind what I thought was a queue of traffic. It was actually a line of parked cars and waiters.
How long for?
I don't know, about maybe like 40 seconds or something before I realised.
Oh, good luck topping that driving fail.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Oh, yes.
So you've not hit the wrong music. I am taking inspiration from I'm a Celeb today.
Now,
if you cast your mind back to this time last year...
Right.
We did a little quiz that Tamsin took part in called the Bush Tucker Quiz. Do you remember?
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought we'd bring that back. Bit of fun. So I've added some extra Jeopardy today. Here's the thing. Before I tell you what it is, I'll tell you that I've got 5 questions here, all general knowledge.
Mm.
If you get all of them right, I have to eat the thing.
Mm.
If you get any wrong at all, you have to eat it.
Okay.
Do you want to know what you've got?
What the thing is to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't decide whether it's going to be that bad or not. So what I've done is I've mashed up some cornflakes, some coffee grounds, some hot sauce, and some lemon juice.
I don't like cornflakes.
Oh, good.
Oh, no. Okay.
I kind of think, as combinations go, it could be worse.
I mean, I love the idea.
Yeah.
I love the idea that if I get all five right, but you said I'm going to hate it, so I feel like you've made... And as you've got all the power here,
yeah.
There's no third party.
I have tried to be very fair, because what I didn't want to do is make it too easy and just not an interesting quiz.
Yeah.
And then also if I make it too hard...
Yeah. It'd be great if I get the first four right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they're all very, very general knowledge.
Oh,
I really don't know how you're going to do with them. Shall we play the Bush Tucker quiz?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Remember, you got to get all five of them right, or you have to eat the horrible, disgusting concoction that I've made.
Right.
Number one.
Mm.
What is the capital city of the Czech Republic?
Prague.
Correct. Okay. This is genuinely tense, isn't it? It's more
tense
than usual.
I'm terrified.
I'm really enjoying this. Okay.
Yeah.
Number two.
Uh-huh.
Whose album... Divinely Uninspired to a Hellish Extent was the biggest selling of 2019.
Oh, no.
Take your time, because I do need to take your first answer.
Divinely Uninspired to a Hellish Extent.
Mm.
Biggest selling album of 2019.
Yeah.
Lewis Capaldi?
Yes.
Oh! That was a guess.
this is so exciting.
Yes.
We should do this every week.
Yes, okay.
Okay. You ready for number three?
Yes.
The next Batman movie is out in 2022 after being delayed again. But who's playing the Caped Crusader?
Robert Pattinson.
That's correct.
Okay, it's three.
Three. Oh, my goodness. This could go your way.
Mm-hmm.
Two left. Here we go. Okay. Number four. Now, let's see how you get on with this. Alan Shearer, Wayne Rooney and Andrew Cole are the three all-time top goal scorers in the Premier League.
Yes.
Who's fourth?
Frank Lampard.
No!
Is it Thierry Henry?
No!
Is it... Aguero?
Yes!
No!
I can't believe that was the one you fell down on! Right, okay. Here we go. I am opening the little Tupperware that I brought in.
You're
going
to do question five?
Do you want question five?
What was question five?
Should we see how you get on with it?
Yeah,
all right. Who was the last of Henry VIII's wives?
Oh, do I know that? It's Catherine Parr. No! Oh.
Okay. I've opened it up. It does
How much
sting.
Do I need to eat?
I'm going to say a whole spoonful.
Oh, let me...
There you go.
Social distancing.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It does look really horrible.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
But it's only the ingredients I've said. There's nothing else in there. I've not fermented it or anything.
Spicy coffee, so I have to eat that.
Yeah.
Okay, should I... I'll tell you what.
He's taken a spoonful.
Oh, God.
How is it?
So warm.
Is it good?
I just got a coffee. You did it.
Well done.
Now, should we play some music?
Wonderfully done. Thank you very much.
Vibe 107.6.
Look who's back.
Oh.
Tamsin. Incredible.
Hello.
Back from your trip.
Yes,
to
I am.
Aldi. Right. It's the moment of truth.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I feel. Do you feel that this warrants a drone?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Why is my item's not good enough? I kind of feel like it's not.
It's almost definitely going to not be, but let's get this. What is the first item ever purchased?
Ever.
From Aldi in Watford?
Okay, so the first thing I picked up, because it was just out of pure ease, and the mission that I had to achieve was... A pack of gum.
We said off the air.
That was Miles's guess.
How disappointing is it going to be?
No, but that's what I thought. So I picked it up because I thought it's right by the till. This is going to be a winner.
Good tactics.
But then
I thought,
do you know what? I got to the till, grabbed it, and I thought, right, no, this is lame, but I also kind of need some gum too.
So this is the first thing you picked up, but what's the first thing you scanned?
But then I also picked up something else next to the till.
Coconut and vanilla popcorn.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the first item scanned?
The popcorn.
Was it? Was it really? Was it really? What's on the top of your receipt?
I can't even see it. What does it say?
Wait, let me have a look.
It doesn't... Oh, wait, actually, my God.
It was the gum.
Oh, no! The gum. Oh,
I'm
well.
Sorry.
Well done. It's gum. First ever item bought from...
But it's a multi-pack.
You
it's
heard
a multi-pack.
It here first.
Extra spearmint.
Ooh, very nice.
There you go, Aldi. That'll go down in history.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Top three ways you could react if you're just finding out the news that we might be getting a COVID vaccine.
Sure.
That it might be ready. In at three. I'm not getting carried away. The smile on your face.
Yeah.
Secretly, you're inside, you're getting carried away.
Keeping it inside.
But really, you're saying, look, let's just be calm for a second, but I'm really happy here. At two. Get in there! Ah, oh, COVID, you can off! I'm so happy! Oh, my God, this is the best news ever! Yes!
Wow, that was incredible. I wondered what you needed that beeping for.
It's been that year.
Yeah. Wow, it really all came out then,
yeah,
didn't it?
Getting the aggression out.
Yeah.
I think we needed that. Yeah. And number one.
How are you going to top that?
Number one, the easy way, which is what I always do when I'm happy. Stick on Beyonce.
Vibe 107.6.
So, you know, I love the festive season as much as the next person.
Yes.
But I'm quite serious about this, I'd like to propose a worldwide Christmas music ban.
I think we need a change then in music on
You're
this
gonna
show.
You're going to wind me up immediately.
No, that's not my type of thing, really, to do, is it? I'm just going to...
Yeah, sure. Now, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. When I say Christmas music ban, I ain't talking about this kind of thing. I'm talking about the writing and recording of new Christmas music.
Oh, you're such a Grinch.
When's the last time? I would argue 2003 when The Darkness did that song we heard a while ago. That's the last time someone did a good new Christmas song.
I quite like Cozy Little Christmas, Katy Perry.
Oh, come on.
It's good. Ariana Grande's Christmas song's not bad.
No.
Michael Bublé. You're effectively impoverishing Michael Bublé.
He just records old Christmas standards. That's his whole thing.
No, yeah, but still.
Yeah, have a holy jolly Christmas. Yeah. He didn't write that.
No, but still, you're just sending him back.
Have you heard Robbie Williams' lockdown Christmas song?
Okay, right. Robbie Williams' Christmas songs, we can... every so often a bad song comes out. We can say that about all year. It's Friday by Rebecca Black was released. Yeah, remember that? And that was summer.
Genuinely, though, and this is... And I mean this. I don't think now, when people release a Christmas song, I think by the following year, it's generally been forgotten. It's not, you know, in 20 years' time, we're not going to be listening to it like we are listening to Wham and Slade and everything else now.
I think I like Cozy Little Christmas. I think we will, yeah. It's a good song.
Everybody's in a hurry, in a flurry. Shopping till the dropping.
Sorry, it's been, 30 seconds? What did you just say, Al?
I think it's been about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It is quite good, this, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good song, and it came out last year.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
That pesky white van's out there again.
Oh, the one that is showing solidarity in my awful parking.
Well, your parking's all right today. So, outside Vibe, we have diagonal parks.
Mm.
Very easy to use. Mm. With a diagonal park, it's just a slight turn to the right, and then you're in, pretty much. Al struggles with them.
Mm.
This van is shocking.
Mm.
But the van's part of the reason people struggle.
Yeah.
Because if the van is parked... Because the thing with a diagonal park is you sort of have to be in properly, you know, parallel with the lines.
Yeah, otherwise you throw the whole thing off.
Yes, and they have thrown the whole thing off.
Yeah.
Because the van just fits in the park as it is, and they're parked diagonally to the diagonal.
Yeah.
And it's not very good.
I think I've realised why I find it more difficult parking diagonally.
Because you can't drive?
Well, there's that. But also, when you park in a normal space, you know, the 90-degree one, all you've got to think about is just full turn of the wheel, right? And when you park diagonally, you actually have to think about how much you need to turn the wheel. There's actually some calculation involved. Whereas if you're swinging into a space, just turn the wheel all the way around. Don't have to think about it. You know you'll end up in the right place.
Keep going, mate.
Where's the music gone?
I'm leaving you out there by yourself.
I feel very vulnerable out here. Can we have some music, please?
No, you're out there, mate. I'm not coming to get you back.
I think my argument is sound.
It's not. No, you just turn a bit less. That's all, you know, it's much easier. It's like saying, every time I go around a corner when I'm driving, I crash. It's not difficult.
I have to go 90 degrees or I can't do anything at all.
I can't move slightly. Like, going round a roundabout is a nightmare.
You're telling me.
Vibe 107.6.
Are you ready?
I'm very ready.
Okay, here's number one.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine.
Da 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 all the time.
Do you know what? I'm not going to give you the point for that.
What?
I would have accepted, take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine.
Oh, right. I rhymed, at least.
You did rhyme, that's true.
Yeah.
But nil point for that one. Are you ready for number two?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be very good at this.
I think you might be okay.
The thing is, I make up the words.
Mm.
No, let's sing. Anyway, let's go.
Let's see how you get on with this.
It's easy to say, but it's never the same.
I'm getting sick and tired of... Oh, no. Being of the way you treat me this way.
I like the way you just made up a lyric that actually fits.
Yeah.
But it's incorrect.
If I heard the whole chorus, I know I would get it right.
You reckon?
It's too much pressure.
It's just that little isolated bit, yeah. Isn't it? I would have accepted, I guess I kind of liked the way you numbed all the pain.
Of course it was.
Lewis Capaldi there, of course, for Someone You Loved. Mm. Okay, so number three, are you ready?
Mm.
Let's see how you get on with this one.
I wish I wasn't knowing the words to any of these songs. I have no idea. Something about missed you, isn't it?
No, there's two options. You could have had, I wish it wasn't so damn hard to leave you.
Mm.
Or you could have had, I wish I could pretend I didn't need you.
I'm going to have to start listening to the songs more.
Yeah, you did say need you there, so that was a good guess. But no, it's no point so far from me, but... Maybe better than I expected, actually, to be honest. let's try number four. Let's see how you get on with this. I reckon you'll be fine. The feeling won't let me
sleep. Now I'm lost in the way you move, the way you feel.
Yes, you got it.
One kiss is all it takes. Well, that's not the right music.
You got one word wrong, but I'm going to accept that anyway, because that was a very, very good effort.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the live version, you know, when they change it slightly.
Yeah, they just improvise, do what
they
want.
Yeah, exactly.
Good one. That was Dua Lipa and Calvin Harris, of course, with One Kiss, and that was correct. Nice one. Now, number five, this is my favourite one, and you'll see why, but I reckon you'll get this. I think you'll be fine. Are you ready?
Yeah. Despacito. Despacito.
Do you know what? That was so mean that I'm going to give you half a point for that one.
For getting the Despacito word in.
Yeah,
it?
The lyric is actually Quiero respirar tu cello despacito.
Yeah, I don't speak Spanish, unfortunately.
Interestingly.
Does anyone know that?
That's not too bad.
That is one of those songs that everyone sort of goes, Despacito.
Dorito.
Anyway, that was Big Al's Big Quiz. I get 1.5.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
So big congratulations this morning to Zayn Malik and
yes.
Gigi Hadid. Is it
Gigi?
Gigi. They call her Gigi. I'm not up on my show with people, Gigi.
Oh no, she will forever be known as Gigi on this show. That's amazing.
I don't know. Gigi,
imagine
Gigi.
Imagine that.
All right, Gigi.
All right, Gigi.
I've spent years thinking it was Gigi. Why Gigi? Why is that more fashionable? Do you know, I was going to do a heartfelt thing then, but you're just now, this has just turned into let's mock Al for his mispronunciation of famous people's names.
Sorry, that was great. Gigi Hadid.
Gigi Hadid. I genuinely, yeah. all my life, well, not all my life, because she's not been famous all my life,
yeah.
But all of her famous life, I thought that was what she was called. Gigi Hadid.
God,
anyway,
okay.
Massive congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
5107.6.